Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Well, I've gone and done it.
What did you do?
The world is never going to be the same after this. My life will never be the same.
Ooh.
I don't know. This is not good for me. It's good for my mouth, but it is not good for my body. And if you're trying to be healthy, but I may have made a food creation last night.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That... The world is never going to be the same. I don't know if I should tell you guys what I ate last night.
I want to know what you
ate. No, I feel like I should.
I think you should.
No, for your own sake, I shouldn't tell you.
I want to know.
Right, because you're going to want to eat it.
Okay.
And it's not good for you.
It's okay to have a cheat day.
Yeah, but you're going to want to have a cheat day every day. You're going to always want this thing.
You're putting a lot of pressure on this thing.
I am putting a lot of pressure on this thing, but I'm trying to help you understand the magnitude, the risk you're taking if I tell you this.
Okay.
Then it's on you. I mean, I tried to warn you. I told you not to do this.
That's true.
Text 52353. I mean, are you prepared for this? Friends of the audience, maybe you need to just leave. Just walk away. You can't have this. You're not allowed because none of us are going to have the willpower to be able to avoid the concoction that I created last night.
What
and I don't know
it?
Where the devil came from. Where, what happened?
That's the devil talking.
I don't know. He came into my head, stood on my shoulder, and he said, "Hey, man, I got an idea for a dessert for you to have right now."
So it's a dessert.
It is a dessert.
All right. We're getting clues.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I am calling it. Well, I see. I don't know if I should do this.
Come on.
No.
Tease.
Y'all are weak. Because I'm weak.
You are
no,
a tease.
No, I think you tease because you know that if you tell us, that means that you would have to create it. You have to make it for us.
Oh, no, you can make this
it's
on your own.
It's almost Friday.
Friday treats.
I don't need to make it
but
for
it
you.
But it always tastes better when someone else makes it.
It is. And somebody else has to clean up afterwards.
I wouldn't know because I never have anything made for me,
well, that's
ever.
That's the line I get. It always tastes better when you make it. That's what everyone says.
It's bull crap. So. And the only stuff people try to make for me is stuff I don't want. Where I say
a
things.
Sandwich.
Well, I say things like, I really hate cheesecake. And this is, Zach, I'm going to bring you cheesecake. I'm going to change your world. No, I don't want. No. Don't bring me banana pudding. It says these are not the things I want. Want.
Right.
All right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Y'all can just leave.
Will you just tell us?
S'moresadilla.
Okay, which is?
I took a quesadilla. I melted some butter in a pan.
Okay.
So I took the tortillas. If you were making a quesadilla, normally you would put the cheese in there, you know, queso, that whole thing. And I slathered that tortilla with peanut butter. And then I sprinkled some dark chocolate chips on there. And then I had some pistachios laying around, so I threw those in there.
Okay.
And I had some marshmallows, because I have children, and I broke it apart, and I threw that in there, and I folded it over, and I cooked it in that butter. So I essentially took most of the ingredients of a delicious s'mores, then I added a few more ingredients like peanut butter and nuts and things like that, and I melted it into this ooey-gooey quesadilla that I cooked in butter. And I ate.
You ate all of it?
Of course I did, and all I almost made another one. I mean, that's how good it was.
Yeah.
See, and this is not good. This is not good.
That sounds unhealthy.
Very unhealthy. And it led to even more unhealthy thoughts, because I thought to myself, this will be perfect this weekend if I get really drunk and then eat this after. Kids, don't be like me. I'm telling you, this is bad. Don't do this.
That's going to be a heavy weekend.
But doesn't it sound like a great sort of... midnight, maybe you went out and you enjoyed
a late night snack
some friends, and you come home and you just slather together this s'moresadilla, because I'm telling you, most any doofus can make this. Really, a 7-year-old can make this one, as long as they're good with a pan.
I mean, with all the ingredients, it does sound like a 7-year-old made it.
I know.
Maybe the devil brain is a 7-year-old brain.
That's the devil talking.
Devil's like, 7-year-old Zach.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. The devil's like,
"Hey, how are you? I'm just an innocent little child. Would you like to make a s'moresadilla?"
See, and then it turns a little devilish and Gollum-y toward the end. S'moresadilla.
Well, it was Taco Tuesday.
It was.
So
and this
celebrate
just
celebrate it.
Oh, my God. This just upped the level of Taco Tuesday. I'm going to have to call my friend Nathan at Village Grill, and he's going to have to start making this thing on Taco Tuesday, because it is
If you start doing it every Tuesday, though,
you got a problem.
I think you, yeah.
You need
help. You're going to feel it. Oh, well, you have to just work out really hard.
I think that even if I was going to suggest he name it after me, but I think we call it the devil in me. So then you order to say, I would like the devil in me. And then that's.
Oh. Because, I like it.
Yeah, because it's going to be one of those. That's what it is. I've unleashed the demon. I'm sorry. Y'all asked, okay? Uh-huh. You demanded. You ordered me to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. Though I am the one who brought it up.
You
in the
brought
first
it up. We didn't know it existed.
Correct.
Until you told us.
But you know what? When that dude came out in the Matrix and he said red pill or blue pill, he told you there was a different pill.
Yeah.
I could have told you all about a kale salad I make, but you didn't want the blue pill.
What you teased us with.
You wanted the red pill.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave you the red pill. Welcome to the Matrix. Here we are.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Oh, yeah, you got to pick a side. So it's the sister-in-law and the wife.
Okay, the wife versus the sister-in-law. Uh-huh. There is an argument. Yeah, so that means the man, he's in the middle of this.
He's in the middle, yes.
Because it's his sister and then his wife.
Yeah, because the wife believes that the sister is trying to ruin her. And the reason she says this is because, all right, they get engaged, right?
Okay. Wait, let me ask as we get to, because it's his sister-in-law, but is it his blood sister?
His blood sister.
Okay. All right. Because it could be his brother's wife. Uh-huh. So I just want to make sure. So it's blood versus matrimony.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Continue.
All right. So they get engaged.
Okay.
They announce their engagement. Everyone celebrates.
Right.
Well, then the following week, the sister announces that she's pregnant.
Okay.
All right. Congrats to everyone.
All right. In a week. That's good.
Okay. So some time goes by and she says, okay, it's time to start the bridal shower. So we have to start planning. She picks a date. Okay. May looks good to me.
All right.
That's the date. I'm going to send out the invites. She sends out her invites. The following week, the sister sends out invites to a baby shower. So the issue there is that relatives have to pick.
Oh, it's the same day?
It's in the same. It's the same weekend.
The same weekend. Mm-hmm.
So one's on Saturday, one maybe on Sunday.
But is it in the same town?
The same town.
Okay.
Everything, but she's saying, okay, well, some relatives decided, well, we can only make it in for one. So it is the same day. Correction.
Oh, okay.
It is the same day.
All right. Because I was going to say, if it's the same weekend,
it works out perfect.
It seems very nice.
I take that back. Same day.
Same day, same time?
Same day. So the relatives said, we have to pick.
Same day, same time.
Uh-huh. And so she's like, well, oh, maybe it's just a coinky-dink there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Well, she also says, okay, well, we have a wedding date.
Okay.
June.
Yeah, I heard this. I know where this is going.
Uh-huh. I don't know this.
We pick our wedding date. Uh-huh. It's June the 7th.
Uh-huh.
And so, hooray. Okay, we got the date. Send out the invites.
Yep.
Well, the sister announces, I can't have a vaginal birth. It'll be a C-section. And the date's planned for June the 8th.
Same day.
No, it's the day after.
Day after. But still.
Right.
It's
a C-section for the same weekend.
Oh, man.
As the wedding.
Yeah.
But, I mean, medically, you don't have necessarily a whole lot of say in that. I mean, Monica, you had a C-section, so how much say do you get? Does a doctor
not
say,
a whole
yo,
lot of say,
this
but
is
you,
the
you
day?
You get that time range, and you can kind of schedule it, you know, say, okay, well, can I push it for this date? Doesn't mean that the baby may be ready for the week prior, you know. You know, you can't really gauge it, but you can pick a date. And so she picked the day after the wedding.
I mean, there's still time to change the wedding day, I suppose.
Exactly.
You could.
But do you think that it's a setup? Are you on the sister's side?
I don't know. I always wonder. There's so many times in your life. Don't you ever feel like you had like that one person, could be a relative or a friend. They're the one-up. You know, they're always the person that's always going to get you. I think I've shared this before. When I was a kid, it was my cousin Lee.
Oh, cousin Lee.
Yeah, cousin Lee. I mean, we had a great relationship.
Yep.
We were buds, all that stuff. But cousin Lee always one up me. And it wasn't necessarily even by her choice. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
So
she always one up me. For example, Cousin Lee and I were the same age.
Uh-huh.
She was 1 month older. Of course.
Okay.
She had to be 1 month older. You know, so I always had to one up me.
Because I'm the oldest. Hey.
Right. And then I always remember I was a pretty good student and I got all A's. Cousin Lee, all A pluses.
Uh-huh.
All A pluses. I mean, come on. Always. She's taller than I am. I mean,
she's a model. You're like, hey.
Oh, man. So, in my adult life.
She didn't mean to.
She's single. I got a family.
Accident.
So, you know, there you go. Take that. I win. I think. I don't know. But, of course, she's got all this money and all this free time. So, who is winning? So, I don't know who to side for.
I don't either.
She didn't mean to.
Very helpful as you go down the path of your college career, or maybe you got a kid that says, I'm going to major in blank. I've got the list. It's like every major, 162 of them. And are they closer to the top or closer to the bottom?
Yeah.
Who's closest to the bottom on the K92 Morning Thang?
Oh, yay.
I also have a couple of people that have texted in that are impressively close to the bottom of our listener friends.
Okay.
Very close to the bottom, actually. So we'll get to all of that. And what are the top ones? And are any of them not wicked hard? Are they not like very super mathy or science-y? Oh. Try to get into all of that here. That is in a second. K92 Morning Thang. We give you evil ideas, but they're evil genius.
Yes.
Like the s'mores idea that I created last night.
S'mores idea. Did you put that together? You just connected that.
Yes.
Instead of s'mores.
The
instead
s'mores idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I thought you were saying? What? S'mores idea.
S'mores idea. No.
Yeah.
No. See, I'm speaking the Espanol.
Oh, okay.
S'mores idea.
All right. That makes sense now.
Yeah. I've taken the s'mores because it was a lot of the components of a s'more. Oh, you could crumple up graham crackers in there, too.
You're making it worse.
I'm making it better. I'm making it that I just want to eat it every night. Yeah, in butter, too, yeah. Of course. So I put in, it was peanut butter, chocolate chips, some marshmallows. I put a little pistachios in there because I had them, but you could do the graham crackers, anything. And I made it into a quesadilla, so I'm calling it the s'mores idea.
Yes.
Like the s'mores plus quesadilla. Or it is the s'mores idea. That becomes the s'mores idea. So if you, evil ideas. I'll tell you how to do a greeting card hack here. Because I was shopping for my anniversary, which was Monday. And I found a card that, I mean, it had a lot of good things to say. I thought, yeah, these all seem like good things. That card is $6.29. And I'm going to tell you. Nope.
Too much money.
Love is priceless, but greeting cards have a price on them. So, no. I put that one back and I found a different one. But then I thought to myself, this is especially for the guys that can't do words and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They don't know what to say. But you don't get the same brownie points when you just sign a card. I don't care how nice the words are. They could be perfect. But if it's written by somebody else, by the Hallmark people, your lady is not going to accept that as perfect.
No.
So here's what you do. Guys, I've solved it for you. You have all these times you say, I don't really know what to say. That's why I have to buy the card and I just sign it. No, you don't, broski. You just buy yourself a blank card. You stand there in the store full of shame. And you know what? Don't stand there in the store. Take a picture of the, right there on your phone of the words in the $6 card. And you write it in your $1 card. Done.
Straightforward.
Now the words come from you.
Ooh. From the heart.
I have a Facebook friend who does that.
Look at that.
Like when they do a post for like somebody's birthday, I can tell that it comes directly from a card because your grammar is not this good at your normal Facebook status.
So you can tell.
Yeah, I can tell that it's not, but it's cute. It's nice. It's a thought behind
it. It almost makes it worse though, because really there isn't any thought behind it. That person's actually just cutting and pasting. They're not even writing.
They're typing. They had to type it in.
Not if they find it somewhere written and you just cut, paste, that actually takes less time than HBD. I mean, that's how low they are on the birthday ranking. When your kid is about to tell you what they want to major in college, these are the words you want to hear them say.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thang has the Scoopla.
Well, if you want to be number one on this list, you want your kid to say, Mom, Dad, I'm going to major in naval architecture and marine engineering because that's number one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Naval architecture and marine engineering. So name.
Yes.
I major in name. What does name stand for?
Sadly, none of us chose to major in naval architecture and marine engineering.
No.
No.
And so far, I haven't found anyone that has texted in. Shout out to our friend Maurice.
Maurice, woo-hoo.
Who has texted into 52353 because he is ranked highest on the list. He's our highest ranking listener so far.
I figured as much.
Mechanical engineering is number 40.
Ah.
Nice.
They cracked the top 40. Antoine, you were what did we say again? Counseling psychology?
Yes.
Okay. And Monica, English.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a communications major.
Okay.
Who do you think is the highest of the three of us?
Go ahead, Antoine.
I'm gonna go with my major out of those three.
Okay.
Just off the generality of it.
No, I'm sorry. Congratulations, Antoine. You're the lowest of the three of us. I'm the highest with a communications major, which is ridiculous. Huh. I mean, if we're on a value scale here, Antoine's is far and away first. And then Monica's is probably second because we do need to speak English and stuff. And mine is third. I am the highest ranking member of the K92 Morning Thang at 100. 100.
Out of 162.
162. Monica, congratulations. You're 132nd. And Antoine, you're 142nd.
Okay.
And this has to do with the income and the unemployment rate.
Yes.
So the median income of communications is $50,000. English is $47,800. And Antoine, $41,800.
All right.
But fear not, Antoine. We have people who have texted in that are way lower than you on this list. We have someone who majored in art history and then majored in anthropology and archaeology.
Uh-huh.
So I would like to congratulate them for majoring in the 145th on the list and then going back for the 147th afterwards.
Okay. There you go.
Well,
so I'm going to spend more money to go even lower on this list.
Well, they want
to
dive back in.
Yikes.
If it's a passion.
Exactly.
There's so many factors there.
They're using neither of them. They also pointed that out. So if it was a passion, it's not there anymore.
Change your mind again.
We had someone text in Human Services. They said, I know I'm going to be low. Well, you are. 149th. $40,000. And congratulations to the person who texted in. Out of 162, they have a linguistics major.
Mm-hmm.
They are 159th. So that's as low as we've found so far. If you are lower, shout out to you, Drama and Theater Arts. That's the lowest. The three lowest are drama and theater arts, visual and performing arts, and then composition and rhetoric.
Ah.
I haven't seen any of those come through.
Nope.
I like the one that says doctor. Go ahead.
You majored in doctor.
Yep. I majored in doctor. That's me. The art history and criticism. Like, ooh, I'm really good at criticism. I could have done that. The top five. Number one, naval architecture and marine engineering. Then nuclear engineering. These are all, it's all engineering.
Yeah.
Pharmacy, pharmaceutical sciences and administration. Genetics and electrical engineering. That's number five. Isn't your husband electrical engineering, Monica?
He's in that field.
What, steal somebody else's diploma?
No.
I'm standing in the field. I don't have that as a major. Whatever. I know. I'm trying to find something that is not super sciencey or super mathy on this list. And I think the highest one that I see is nursing at 27th. And I'm not saying nursing is easy, but I'm saying
it's not
architectural engineering, aerospace engineering, computer engineering, material science, all of those. That's one where I think you could say, all right, somebody listening right now, I got that. I can do that. I can study hard. I can take care of that one. So, if you want me, so again, we're looking for drama and theater arts. So we can shout you out as the lowest ranking major.
So as kids hit the school and they jump into college?
I will say this. If you have kids or you are a kid in school, I always tell this to our interns and things like that, because just trying to give them advice. And I would never tell anyone what you should and shouldn't major in.
Yes.
You may suggest, hey, why don't you want to give this a try? This is something you like. I mean, if my child is really into genetics, I'm going to push it that way. But at the same time, major in whatever it is that you are passionate about or what you feel like is your calling. But I highly recommend minoring in some kind of business or finance. And I know it's not the most fun, and I was not a big math person or anything like that, or even just take a few classes, because no matter what you do in life, you are running the business of you. All right, you are a business, the you industry. So you need to know business, you need to know finances, and it will help you in whatever path it is that the universe takes you down afterward. So that is my recommendation to you, and I get it. It's way more boring than taking the history of leisure, which is a class I took in college. But man, do I feel like I wasted a ton of money doing things like that. So I would highly recommend that. That's your little, you know what? I can even give you the, let me find it.
And if Ava's in the car, you're still going for doctor.
Doctor. Whether you like it or not, you'll be majoring in doctor.
And doctor.
What's your major?
Doctor.
That's my doctoring, baby.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell.
I love I'm gonna start making shirts, you know, like they do where it's a come on down, Bob Barker, Drew Carey, Price is Right, that sort of thing. I do that for Fat Chance.
Like, I think we should do that.
Pick me, Antoine Terrell, that kind of thing.
All right, and I'm going to have two contestants.
I was like, all right, whatever, stop talking.
Well, I want the shirts. I want the shirts now. Two contestants, Zachary T. Jackson.
Thank you. Oh, yeah,
and Micah K. Brooks.
Hey.
This is a game where I will give Zach and Monica a category, and you will predict how many items they can name in that category within 15 seconds.
Yep, and then you can bid back and forth, so you can up the ante. If somebody says, I think Monica can do 6, well, you say, well, I think Zach can do 7. Back and forth, back and forth. Or you say, fat chance, I'd like to see you try. Marquise, good morning, Marquise.
Good morning.
All right, Marquise, would you like to choose me, Zach, undefeated in the history of time in this game, or Monica Brooks, who is, well, she's due. I mean, there's no doubt.
I'm going to go with Zach.
Okay. He's like,
all right.
Odds be darned. Yes. I'm going with the favorite. Kiana, that means it's going to be you and Miss Monica, okay?
Sounds great.
Boys versus girls today in Fat Chance. So let me do this. So Marquise, you're going to stay on this line right here. Let me get Kiana on your own line as well, because you guys will be participating in the game as well. Antoine will give us that category, and then you decide back and forth. Marquise, you'll start. Antoine, what's the category?
All right, Marquise.
We're having a conversation about someone I knew named Marquise.
Yes, that's why I was in my head.
Okay.
All right, so the first category is musical artists that go by one name.
Okay.
So in 15 seconds, how many do you think Zach can name? In 15 seconds.
All right.
I'm going to go with 6.
6.
6 musical artists by one name. All right, okay. Kiana.
Oh.
The bid is 7 or higher to you and Monica, or you can say fat chance. Musical artists that go by one name.
I think she can do 7.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
All right, Marquise, it's back to you. The bid is 8 or higher for you and Zach, or you can say fat chance to Monica doing 7 in 15 seconds.
Seven's up there.
I'm going to go say that chance.
You say fat
right,
chance?
Fat chance.
Okay. Whew. 8 is going to be a lot of pressure. Monica, you have 15 seconds. It's one name artist. Ready, go.
Okay, Cher, Madonna, JoJo, Prince, and Beatles. Can I say? Crap. How many did I even get?
Beatles?
You got 4.
I know.
You didn't count JoJo?
I counted JoJo.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Adele?
I was thinking Adele.
Beyonce.
Aaliyah, Beyonce.
Madonna. Madonna.
She said Madonna.
Oh,
Madonna was the second one.
Khalid.
Yeah.
Oh,
Drake.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I had about 6 in my mind. 8, I wasn't so sure. Wow, and of course, Beatles.
Yeah, well, you got to throw out something.
You have to say something.
You got to throw out something. Just like trash, you got to throw out something.
All right, first point to Marquise and Zach.
Beatles.
All right, Kiana, you get to bid first in the new category. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, this category is movies in alphabetical order. So the title of the movie, the first one has to start with A.
Okay.
The next movie has to start with the letter
B.
Then
we got to go down. Okay.
How many in a row do you think Monica can do in 15 seconds?
I'll say 6.
6. Oh my God. Marquise, just say
Marquise.
Fat chance.
All right, Marquise.
He got it.
Marquise, exactly. the bid is 7 or higher to you, or you could say fat chance to Monica.
Don't do it, Marquise.
Oh, say look, 6. He smiles.
And she would have to go all the way to F.
So like, you say fat chance.
You don't want to challenge it? No?
I'm going to go with Zach and say fat chance.
Okay.
All right.
I thought he was going to be like, I'll go with Zach and
right,
I say
so
9.
Monica,
no. Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F. You have to get to F.
All the way to F.
You have to get all the way to F. So just a movie that starts with that letter.
Or you're F'd. Here we go. 15 seconds. Go.
Antelope. Aladdin.
Antelope.
Batman. Catwoman. Dog Eat Dog World. Elephant.
But that's not
man.
The doggy doggy.
Is it
one.
Dog? Okay. Well, Dogma. Elephant Man. What?
Those were all correct.
You were there. You needed one more.
You needed the
5.
F. You almost made it.
You were there.
It's too late.
Ran out of time. Dog eat dog. We can't just say something and move on to the next one. So close, yet so far. And you know what? You did better than I thought you would on that one. But the streak continues. Congratulations to Marquise. You are the big winner.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
Antoine spent a good part of yesterday trying to get that deal from Disney.
As soon as I saw it.
He has been ready for this Disney Plus service. This is the, Disney versus Netflix thing.
My body is ready.
Comes out in November.
And the listed price is already fairly affordable. They're saying $6.99 a month for just the Disney service. But how about $3.97 a month right now?
Oh.
You got to pre-order it.
Okay.
You just have to join the Disney fan club. It's the D23 fan club. Mm-hmm. It's free to join. And then you are given the ability to join and sign up for Disney Plus before it goes on sale. The only catch here is you have to sign up for a 3-year contract.
Yes.
So that is $140.97. But that breaks out to $3.92 a month or $46.99 a year, which is $23 cheaper than the other price. A year.
Okay.
Yeah, and you think about it. If you have Netflix or Hulu or whatever streaming service, you've had it for at least 3 years, more than likely.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's totally worth it.
I mean, it's going to be around in 3 years. I can promise you that. If it's not around in 3 years, it's because zombies are trying to eat our faces and we're not worried about things like Netflix anymore. But that you can do it. Yesterday, the website was crashing left and right because people were
going nuts signing up for this thing.
I mean, the Disney website was down.
Yeah.
Did they not anticipate that?
It sent you to YouTube to watch Disney videos.
But
until
it also
came
sounds
back up.
Cool to say. Like, we just shut it down. I mean, it's like, it creates a hype.
Well, and I smell a rat with things like that, and I smell a rat with the Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I'll explain here in a second.
Number two.
That is top trending. Number two trending. They're trying to scam our B-level celebrities, everybody. Watch out. If you had some level of sort of fame, people online are trying to scam you. Hackers. There are two different Baywatch ladies from back in the day. So you have Donna DeJericho and Krista Allen. Both of them were, I can't tell in this article if they were scammed out of $300,000 or they weren't, or they were almost scammed. But this, and it's so, I can't believe they would even consider falling for this.
There was an offer on the table for me to travel to Dubai, and they were going to pay me an appearance fee of $300,000.
Again, remember, for a chick who was on Baywatch 15 years ago that you don't remember.
They said that it was to go talk about economic empowerment.
Yes, economic empowerment for those ladies you don't remember and whatever it is they're not doing now.
And I was like, that makes absolutely no sense.
No, it doesn't. It's because it was a scam. And the way they do this is they say, we'll pay you $300,000 to come speak in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we need you to do beforehand is we would like you to donate $150,000 to this charity, and then we'll pay you when you get here. So you'll net $150,000, but just give us, I mean, this seems obvious, but the fact that people are actually falling for it. They tried to get Dog the Bounty Hunter back in July.
Oh.
Same thing. They offered him $430,000 and said, you just have to donate $250,000 ahead of time. Here's the deal. Don't ever give your money out first, expecting more money later.
It doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm. The Prince of Nigeria is not your friend. Watch out.
Number one.
Number one. Top trending is still the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here to report that we are just about sold out. Everywhere.
Yep.
Everywhere.
But they will be back.
Well, I smell a rat. Exactly.
They will be back and it'll be permanent.
I smell a chicken. Uh-huh. This is a scam. This has all been planned. Now, we're all being duped into this because they're saying, due to just the amazing demand, I mean, we're about to run out of these chicken sandwiches, but don't worry. We are working tirelessly to make sure that it's coming back real soon. So that's what they're going to do. It's going to go away for a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to hype train. It's going to choo-choo back into Mouth Station. And they're going to say, the chicken sandwich is back. We have plenty of them now. Come back and get them again and again and again and again and again.
I mean, it worked for them. Everything, this whole, you know.
Do you think they'll raise the prices on it when it comes back?
Sure. And all you have to do is raise it 5 cents a sandwich.
Yeah.
And no one really would notice. And
they
would
make so much money.
You'd make like $5 million more dollars right off the top of that. So I guess it's going to go away for a little while. And they're pretty much sold out almost everywhere. I guess you can check and see if your store has it because there's just a few left. So now they're doing that too.
A handful of
chicken. Hunt them down. See if you can get them. In the meantime, if you would like other chicken related news, KFC has announced that they are not going to sell their side orders anymore by the carton, but instead by the scoop.
A scoop?
Yeah. So if you
want
to get, if you want to get all freaky and do mashups and you say, I would like a scoop of mashed potatoes and a scoop of mac and cheese in the same container, you will now be able to do that.
Ooh, okay.
Which is pretty cool. Or you, for example, you could take a scoop of coleslaw and nothing else because nothing else goes good with coleslaw. Just, that's it.
Hot dogs.
A scoop of hot dogs. Go ahead, put a scoop of hot dogs in there. That'd be great. Thank you.
K92.
scam.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Travis says, Zach, you have to scam my buddy Michael because he has to pay for trash removal at his house. He's been sneaking bags of trash into the dumpster at his work. He says it's no big deal and nobody will notice. But I think maybe you should call as his work or something and tell him he's in a ton of trouble. He'll probably flip out. So I will do that right now. Ooh. In the birthday scam, taking out your trash. K92.
Hello?
Well, well, well. Look who it is.
I'm sorry?
This is Michael, right?
Yes.
Yep. Son, you been caught.
I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about. Who is this?
Paulie Gualtieri. I'm one of the supervisors over here for the Waste Management Corporation.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think you know the rest.
No, I actually don't know the rest. What is this about?
I told you. I'm calling from the Waste Management Corporation.
Okay, I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
We handle the dumpsters in this city, Michael, like the one at where you work. Capiche? Now this making sense to you?
I mean, we have a dumpster at work where I work, sure.
Yeah, and I know you've been playing your little game of trying to hide your trash in there.
Sir, I'm not sure what you're talking about. Maybe you might have me confused with somebody else.
Absolutely not. You're Michael T***ing, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm holding your trash in my hands right now. I seen your address on some of the things in here. Very, very sloppy, my friend, because now you've been caught red-handed in this situation. Actually, it's more like brown-handed because this trash is disgusting.
You went through the trash?
Of course we went through the trash. We go through all the trash.
You open up all of the trash and then examine it?
You better believe it. Ooh. There's some good stuff in there. Got my son a snappy new set of track pants and jackets just last week. Had to sandblast some bacon grease off the whole thing. Anyway, you busted, pal.
Okay, all right, look. I might have put a couple of bags of trash in there. I did it like one or two times. Yeah. That's it.
Only did it one or two times. Come on, Michael. You think I was born yesterday like a fresh piece of gabagool?
Okay, yes.
What?
Fine. It's been like three times, maybe four. I honestly didn't think it was a big deal.
Not a big deal. Oh, he doesn't think it's a big deal. Guess what? Your employers pay us a lot of money, and you are costing them money with your little trash scam.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
You better believe it won't happen again, and we will definitely make sure of that.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you gotta pay the price for what you done, and it's time for your punishment.
Wait, my punishment?
That's right, your punishment. You cost your employers money, and I don't think they're going to be very happy when I tell them that you are, in fact, the one who is responsible for it.
Do we really have to get them involved? I mean, can we just take care of it, and I swear it'll never happen again, and they don't need to find out.
Ah, I see. Perfect. Now you speak in my language. You and I can handle this like a couple of businessmen, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Whatever.
Okay, so go ahead and give me $200.
Okay, that's fine.
Each week.
What do you mean each week?
Each week. I'm going to come by your house, and each week, you're going to give me $200. And then I'm going to be on my way, and everything gets to stay all hunky-dory. You read me?
For how long?
For how long? Forever. That's how long.
You're going to extort $200 every week from me? I don't think so, dude. That's ridiculous.
Hey, that's fine. Don't pay.
I won't.
You like your knees?
Ooh. My what?
Your knees. You like your knees?
I'm not sure what you mean.
I mean, your knees are going to be awful sore if you don't pay what you owe. I hate to see you limping around town, Michael.
You're going to hit me in the knees. You're going to break my knees if I don't pay you?
Whoa. Don't be talking like that. You don't have any idea who's listening in on these phone calls sometimes. But, yeah, that's exactly what'll happen.
Look, no, nobody needs to be hitting anybody in the knees. Sir. Look, I apologize for the confusion. Is there something I can do to make this up to you?
Yeah, you know what you can do? Turn your radio on right now.
I'm sorry, what?
Because you're on the radio right now. Hey, it's Zach from K92. You're on a birthday scam. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you for the heart attack and anxiety on my birthday. That's
you
awesome.
Naughty, naughty little trash boy.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang birthday scam.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
That's one of the stories here in Blow Your Mind. Give you the headline, take a word out, you try to guess what the headline is.
College girl breaks 100 bones in her body. Mm. Blanking. A, studying. B, karaoke-ing. Or C, doing yoga.
I'm going yoga.
Mm-hmm,
yoga.
That makes sense.
She didn't stretch first.
Bent herself into a pose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somehow managed to break every bone in her body practically. Well,
correct.
Yep.
Scary.
100 bones in her body. How do you break 100 bones in your body while doing yoga? The good news here is I can give you a very easy way to avoid this situation. Don't do yoga hanging over the balcony of your high-rise apartment building, which is she likes to do all the
so
time.
So she did it for an Instagram picture?
She apparently does this all the time. There's actually a picture of her as she's about to fall off.
And
she falls 25 meters, however far that is. This happened in Mexico, so it doesn't have American measurements, so I don't know how far. It's far enough.
Yeah, she broke 100 bones.
She broke 100 bones in her body and had to spend 11 hours in surgery. They reconstructed her knees and ankles.
Ugh.
Some of her injuries are so severe that she might not be able to talk for 3 years.
3 years? How do you get that? How do you get that? Like 3 years?
I don't know, maybe
you won't be able to talk for a year and 2 months.
They're trying to figure out, based on how fast those bones grow back.
Good gosh.
Yeah. And neighbors reportedly were used to seeing her performing these dangerous poses on her balcony all the time.
And never said anything like, you may just want to stop it.
Well, what do you say to somebody like that? If they want to do it, then, I mean,
I guess.
Are
you sure you want to do that? Because that could also put someone else at danger if they're walking by and she falls.
I know.
Like, who wants to,
she lands
you carry
on
your
you.
Groceries and then somebody falls on you.
Well, I'm sure she would give the typical response like my children do every time they're doing something dangerous and I tell them not to. And I say, you could fall. No, I won't. Oh, okay, well, good. You've guaranteed it to the universe. So, I mean, I get it's good that she's going to be alive. And 100 people signed up to donate blood, which is very generous of them. But then you think about, this could have been prevented by just not doing yoga off your balcony in the first place. Next story. Here we go. The average American spends 90 minutes a day blanking. A, just farting around on their computer. B, just thinking about food. Or C, just fantasizing about stuff.
I'm going thinking about food.
Mm-hmm. Because we talk about food all the time.
I know. Yeah. I feel like it's got to be even longer than that.
That means you're wrong.
Nope. We spend 90 minutes a day having, quote, leisure time on our computer. So we are basically just sitting there messing around, Googling, YouTubing, playing Candy Crush, whatever it is. And I bring this up really just so we can all have a reality check. Every time we tell someone, I'm sorry, I couldn't get to that. I'm just so busy today. We spend an hour and a half tooling around on our computers. Can't go to the gym. I don't have time. You had 90 minutes. It was right in there. Final story. It's a hero pet right here. It's Pitbull, too. Pitbull attacks blank to save owner. A, an elephant. B, a shark, or a C, swarm of bees.
I'm going C, swarm of bees.
Oh, no, not the bees! Yeah. Not the bees!
Monica, what do you think?
I'm going to say shark.
Okay, well, it's not the bees. It is, in fact, the shark.
Oh, wow. Right down to the ocean and it's okay, I'm going to get him.
Yep, this guy was fishing. And a shark bit onto his ankle. It wasn't a huge shark, but it did. Bit on his ankle. He starts bleeding. His dog was hanging out in the back of his truck up on the hill. Saw it go down, comes sprinting down to the beach, bites the shark on the tail, and starts ripping it off the guy.
That's a scene.
I know. And the shark's latched on, so now it's ripping the dude's ankle, and the dog's ripping it off.
The tree in the hole and the hole in the grass.
Yep.
The green grass grows all around and around. There it
is. Correct.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
You first, liar. The confessional booth is open. But there's only room for one. And that one is you, Antoine the Liar. Explain yourself.
It's one of those things where the more you think about it, the worse you feel.
Uh-oh.
Did you really have to make that decision? Did you have to go to that place that you went that you can't come back from?
Right, and you have that regret. I thought of it this morning. It's funny that you bring that up because I still think about a few weeks ago when Sean Astin, the actor, was in town, and I had arrangements to go to this movie screening thing, and he was going to be there. And
you bailed out.
Say hi and thank you so much. And I felt like we had a connection during the interview. And I was right in the middle of a poker game. And I blew him off for a poker game.
You sure did.
And I'm still mad at myself. I feel worse each time I think about it. Like you said.
That's what happens.
At least I'm not alone.
And there, a couple weeks back, I was hanging out with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you make friends by meeting new people, right? By friends of friends.
Yep.
So I was hanging out with friends, and then some of their friends were there.
Yeah.
And there were people there that was very personable, very nice, but chatty. Like, too chatty.
A lot of chatting.
Uh-oh.
Like, nonstop chat. Like, if there was dead silence.
They would keep talking.
On the drive to the restaurant, it was just dead silent for like 2 seconds, and this person just felt like he had to say something.
Oh, he was in a car together.
Yeah, we were in a car together, driving for like 20 minutes to get dinner or whatever.
So you like these people, but there was a lot of talking.
There were new people that I had just met or just been around.
And you seem cool. Like, this is all right. These are good people. I like these people, sort of.
And the individual, very, very nice. Very nice person, but so chatty. And sometimes you just want people to shut up.
Yeah, just be quiet, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so we spend the weekend together, a whole group. And then when I'm leaving, the guy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Antoine, nice to meet you." I'm like, "Hey, man, it's nice to meet you, too." He goes, "You know, we should stay in contact. Can I get your phone number?"
Uh-oh.
And at that point, I'm like, if he's that chatty on the way to a restaurant,
he's going
to
text me all the
time. How chatty is he going to be on my phone? So at that moment, I had a decision to make. Do I be nice?
Yeah.
Or do I protect my peace? I chose to protect my peace. So what I did was I gave him my phone number up to the last digit. And then I changed the last digit of my phone number.
You gave him the wrong number?
Gave him the wrong number. But I gave him one digit off. So if it ever comes out, I could be like, "Oh, no, man. I said blah, blah, blah."
So you plan on never seeing him again? You hope to never see him again.
I hope. But if I do see that, I have an out. But yeah, I gave him the wrong number on purpose just so he can't text me. But close enough to where it could be a legitimate mistake.
You're like a lady. Wrong number to some dude in a club.
It's basically
this guy.
I'll call you.
Yeah, that's
what I should've. Give me your number. I'll call you.
And this is not a victimless crime either on several levels, because one, you gave this dude the wrong number on purpose. You hurt his soul, and you basically said, "I'm better than you, and I want nothing to do with you."
Well, you know he texted you. He texted that number.
That's what I'm saying. Number two, he's super chatty with your number neighbor.
That's who he
texts. Oh, my God, who is this person that keeps texting me all the time? You've ruined two lives
with this
lie. Or
maybe he made a friend.
Maybe
that number.
Maybe I just set up a blind date.
Yep.
I might have done that. But I made sure to give him the majority of the numbers in case he's talking to our mutual friend and be like, "Hey, I got Antoine's number."
Gotcha.
And he goes through the first four. They're like, "Oh, yeah, that's it."
Ah.
Like, "Oh, you forgot a two."
No.
Oh, my bad.
I can't have somebody chatty on my phone.
Antoine's confessional.
He must be really chatty, though.
He was so chatty.
Also reveals that, Monica, that he thinks he's better than the rest of us over here. Look at it. "Don't contact me. I don't have the time. I can't be bothered with your noise."
I have to protect my peace.
He did. He protected his peace.
Yeah, you did. For real.
I'm sorry. I feel terrible about it.
I'm starting to wonder if I have Antoine's number, because he doesn't text back a whole lot. Monica Brooks had a vision of winning lottery numbers that I said, "I'm going to play."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to report that I am not smart when it comes to playing the lottery.
Now, what'd you do wrong?
You got things that other people know how to do them. They don't seem that hard, but then you can't. Like, Monica can't whistle.
Oh, no, don't whistle. No. It doesn't.
Yeah, she can't whistle. Mm-hmm. I am not. I don't play the lottery a lot. I don't really know what I was doing, and I totally screwed the whole thing up. She gives this vision, 1-3-9.
Mm-hmm.
That was Monica's vision. This is just for the pick three lotto for Monday. And I think, you know what? She had vision before. That number hit three times in a row. It was insane. And she never played those numbers. So I said, fine, I'm going to play those numbers. At least somebody is.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, play 1-3-9. So I'm at the grocery store, and they've got that kiosk. You can just buy the thing. So I go to the pick three, and I hit the button, and I say $1, and all of a sudden, the ticket just starts coming out. I'm like, no. I quick picked it. So I didn't get the 1-3-9. I got 2-6-7. And I'm thinking, well, no, but I need the 139.
So did you try it again?
Because there is no, can I return this lottery ticket?
No.
No, there's no such thing.
More money in.
So I put another dollar in so I can get the 139.
Okay.
And I am here to report that 139 was not the winning lottery
number.
No,
it wasn't.
However,
ooh,
the other number, 267, was also, no, that wasn't
oh, I got
the
excited.
Lottery. Stupid lottery. And I meant to do the night. I didn't know there was a day drawing
yeah, a day and
a
night.
Day and a night? What yeah. is this?
I don't know
day
any of that information.
I have this sorcery
I've
of gambling.
I've never played the lotto before in my life.
Well, I didn't want to play.
Unless you count scratch 'em.
That is a lot. Yes.
I've done that.
Scratch-offs by the Virginia Lottery.
Yes.
Antoine, that is a lottery ticket.
That used to be a prize in our house.
Scratch off.
Yeah, my mother, like, she would go in and buy, she loves scratch off.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And she would let, like, me or my brother or me and her godson, like, scratch them off. We would be super excited to get to scratch them off.
And then you lose.
Like, what the heck? All the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I lost $2. Thanks for nothing, Monica.
Oh, well.
Do you have any more numbers? You got any more?
I do not.
Okay, good. I don't want them anyway. Forget it. I don't know what I'm doing. Monica gave me the lottery numbers 139. I didn't win nothing. We get a text. 52353, angel number 139 comes as a sign from your angels that you are on the correct path to fulfill your divine purpose in life. Good job, Monica. That's from Carly and Gayla.
Yeah, Carly, I had no idea.
That's, good job, Monica.
The more you know.
Apparently,
I know.
Monica's
I know,
correct
awesome.
Path is to ruin me financially. Oh, so congratulations, Monica.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
I want my $2 from that angel when it comes down to heaven.
She's leaving after 5 years of being on SNL.
Who's that? Who's leaving?
Leslie Jones.
Oh.
Is this her deciding to leave or has she been booted?
Well, you think she got the boot?
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, well, it says she's leaving.
Saturday Night Live has sort of been known for booting people right before the season starts.
Yeah.
You don't really even hear about it until they say, oh, by the way, you're not on the show anymore. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, she's a great actress.
She is.
I will say I think what happens with SNL is that the actors on there are starting to run their course.
And that's what they do. And then they overhaul them and they bring in sort of the next crop that's going to work with Keenan. Because Keenan always stays. But
he's
everybody
the longest member, longest tenured member.
He's been there forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do tend to cycle them out. And what happens every time you talk about Saturday Night Live is someone will start saying, the cast isn't nearly as good as it was 5 years ago, which I can promise you 5 years ago, you also said the cast wasn't nearly as good as it was 5 years ago, all the way back to the beginning of time. Every single time we have that nostalgia thing.
It's not like when we were kids.
It was. It's actually better. Yeah.
Kids, don't do drugs.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't do drugs.
Good job.
Harry Styles, he admits that he had he was tripping off of something terrible.
Some shrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. And he bit the tip of his tongue off.
His beautiful tongue.
Yeah. And he says, I guess this was right before a concert. So he was trying to sing with all kinds of just blood just gushing out of his mouth. Sorry if you're eating breakfast. But he says, so he learned his lesson.
All right. Yep. He bit off his tongue. I mean, I guess that would probably turn me off from bath salts, you know?
Yeah, I think I'd be done at that point.
If I tried to eat Antoine's face or something.
That's no good.
Yeah, that would be enough. So, it's like, yeah, kids, don't be like Harry Styles.
He said, don't be me.
Now, have hair like Harry Styles.
He does have a great mane.
He does have a great mane of hair.
Uh-huh.
It's very similar to your Superman friend there, Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
I feel like they have similar flowing British hair.
They do. Very thick hair.
Both of them would make a very boring James Bond, but they could both pull it off.
Yes.
But they could do it. They definitely could do it. Conspiracy theories. Do you ever have a ridiculous conspiracy theory?
No, I try to stay away from those.
And I try to stay away from the big ones, too. I'm avoiding all the Area 51s and the 9/11 truthers and all of those things. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about just in your own life.
Ooh.
Like back when I was convinced, because I had not fully embraced Apple. I wasn't fully in the cloud, Antoine.
Okay.
I had an iPhone, but I also had a PC, like a regular computer.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe all the Apple devices in my house ganged up on that computer and killed it. Yes, that happened. That definitely happened because that computer was fine until I got an iPhone and my wife got an iPhone, and then suddenly it didn't work anymore.
Yikes.
I had to go get another one. So I have a current conspiracy theory. I don't know if anybody else has one, but I think my Amazon Fire Stick remote control is out to get me.
Why would you say that?
The battery is always low, Monica.
Always.
Oh. Always.
Huh.
It always tells me your battery is very, very low. So I put new batteries in.
Yeah.
And I swear, within like a week, your batteries are very, very low. I should point out, where do I order my batteries? Amazon. Oh, man!
What's the deal?
It's a setup.
It's simple. It's very simple. This is a conspiracy. I'm being had. They know. They watch me. And they think, we need to get him to buy more batteries. Go ahead and tell him the battery is low. Have you noticed, by the way, that if the battery low message comes up, what do you get, a solid week out of that thing?
A strong week.
I know! Yeah. You should replace them immediately. Don't give me that sense of urgency and put it in the red. Tell me it's going to be 7 days. You know darn well it is not right this second.
Yeah.
It is all part of the conspiracy. You see what I'm saying? Now it's all coming together.
They're watching you.
Don't look at me like I'm crazy, even
no,
though I am.
Don't look.
I believe Amazon is on to me. They know that I get my batteries from them.
Mm.
And then it makes the batteries in my Amazon Fire Stick remote go dead all the time. This person texts into 52353. There's a Fire Stick remote for an iPhone. I understand that, but I am not letting my children touch my iPhone. Are you crazy?
Never.
Oh, no.
Never. And then this. We've used our Fire Stick every day for almost 3 years and have only replaced the batteries once. They don't get their batteries through Amazon.
See?
Aha.
What did we learn, Zach?
Amazon is out to get me?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
So what are you going to do?
Well, you can't really beat.
Nothing!
You can't beat Amazon.
No, you can't. You
no.
Can't.
No,
Amazon wins.
Correct.
I'm going to do nothing.
That's
You'll
what
I'm going
to do. You need them before they need you.
I also believe it's my son who refuses to take that thing out of his hands, that remote, and I think he's just always jamming on the buttons. He's always just touching that thing, and he drops it down in the couch, and it just leans on its button for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one, or as this person points out, wake up, Zach Jackson. They're not conspiracies if they're true.
They're facts.
Yes. This person has a conspiracy theory. The whole family laughs at him, but they will not watch a show on season one because if I like it, it will get canceled.
Oh, no. That's sad.
Yeah, but you want everyone else? I'll do that a lot of times. I think, look, I ain't watching this thing unless another season happens and you can prove to me you're committed to actually showing this through.
Here's my issue with that.
Well, it ruins it because then the show gets canceled because nobody watches
it. No. Here's my issue, and thank you for texting 52353. So let me say that first.
Yeah.
But now nobody can talk about season one when season two comes out because now they can't spoil it for you. So you've kind of ruined that being able to talk. Oh, I can't wait till season two comes out. Remember how season one ended? We can't talk about that now because you haven't watched season one.
Well, that's your fault. I'm sorry.
Wow, that music ended.
I know.
Exclamation point. She did something that might scare her boyfriend. We're going to find that out right now. Then we'll do a little Wayback Wednesday. We'll go to the Wayback Machine. Did you carry something around with you as a kid? Because Antoine was adorable with his little string and his little round piece of wood. What was he carrying around? Mine was super dorky too. So I'll explain. That's on the way.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out.
It's time to free yourself of the burdens of those secrets. I stink at keeping them anyway. So that's why I get other people to just spill theirs. She did something that might scare a boyfriend. I'm going to figure that out. You on the text as well. 52353. Ooh, some savage ones. When I found out my ex was cheating on me, I had his toothbrush take a little swim in his toilet before I put it back.
Ew.
Yeah. This person, dear little secret, didn't change my name during my divorce because the new girl has the same name, and now they're getting married. So you just got to think about that all the time. This person, I work in an office with a lot of people, and I am the main person everybody talks to. So when I'm having a bad day, I put headphones in, and if someone comes up to me, I try to act like I'm on a very important phone call. But in reality, I'm just watching Netflix.
Oh,
I like it.
Can't see the screen. Nice. She wants to remain anonymous. That's fine. That's what we do. You just get to tattle on your secrets and everything. So she is not Lucinda. Good morning, Lucinda.
Good morning.
Hi. What did you do, and how might it scare your boyfriend?
Okay, well, I have not told my boyfriend about, I just got a new tattoo. I haven't told him or showed him. Because I told him I wanted my first tattoo to be special, so
all right.
I got a wedding band and our initials tattooed on my ring finger.
Whoa.
But I haven't told him yet. I wear jewelry all the time, so it's very easy to cover. He hasn't seen it. I got it a couple weeks ago.
You got a tattoo of a wedding ring, and this dude's initials on there, but he's not aware of this situation?
Mm.
Well, we've been together for 5 months, and like
5 months.
Well, shit.
No, that's not enough time.
But like when you know someone is the one, it does feel like a lot of time.
And well,
like,
I know, but also what you should be doing when you know someone is the one, you also should not smother them so much you pop their head off. That's the other danger that you get into here. So he doesn't know, does he know you got a tattoo?
No, he did. I've been like hiding it. I wore Band-Aid last week for a bit.
Oh my God.
He's out of town this weekend or this upcoming weekend, and I am thinking about telling him when he gets back.
I mean, have you guys talked about marriage at all?
Not marriage exactly. He has told me that I'm the one.
Oh, the one. Okay, so let me go get the one tattooed right on me. You said so. You prophesized that this would happen.
Well, maybe she is. People get married quick, you know.
Of course they do. Yeah, so. People also get freaked out fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This seems like a very daring move to make without telling him. Why would you not just at least tell?
I'm going to say this about her. She's ballsy.
She I know.
Ballsy.
I know.
You know what? I can get behind that. I can get, if you're going
to,
if you're going to leap, she leaped.
She feels
I'm
strong.
I'm behind that.
You got to feel really strong about the love there. Yeah.
Okay. What happens if this does freak him out? Because now she's got the tattoo.
Well, sometimes you have a parachute when you leap. Sometimes you don't. So.
Yes, but you know what? When you have a parachute next to you, grab the thing. Like, there's no reason to jump off without it and think, well, hopefully someone throws me that parachute while I'm down here. I mean, what are you going to do?
I guess I'd have to cover his initials.
Yeah, see, that
should get a cover up. There
seems like, why didn't you just suggest this to him? Because if he was very much against it, then this could just not happen instead of cover ups and freak outs.
Well, I think one, he's like not really a tattoo person. There's a big age gap between us. So I'm not big, but I'm 23 and he's 31.
That's not that big.
It's not that big.
You're a free spirit, obviously. There is no doubt about that.
And he's a bit more buttoned up. So he was fine with me getting a tattoo when I told him, like, oh, I want to get one. But I felt like he would not respond well.
Well, yes. It's an intimidating tattoo. It's like saying I'm going to get Mount Rushmore tattooed of my relationships tattooed on my body. And you, sir, are the lead statue. Like, yes, it's a compliment, but no, it's going to freak me out. Well, now you're going to have to tell him, and you're going to have to tell us what happened.
Okay, well, fingers crossed.
With a Band-Aid on top, of course, because who knows.
Well, who knows? Maybe he'll love it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe he'll be on board.
Maybe he'll love it.
I'm hoping he is, because otherwise this is very messy.
Awkward.
We have to chop her finger off and start over. Or get a cover up. I suppose.
It'd be a...
Text 52353. No words for 5 months tattoo wedding band girl. Text as well from Michael in Mad Heights. Ring tat psycho. Tell him so he also has the ability to run and get out of this relationship. Or maybe he's flattered.
There's a chance.
Way back Wednesday. Memories. Things are always better in the past, aren't they? Of course, in the moment, you think, I hate this. And then you get that bias.
Hindsight is like, oh, my God. I wish I could go back to that time.
But it's still nice to reminisce and do the little way back thing. And I think the present is pretty cool, too. So I'm okay with that. Antoine admits that when he was a young Antoine.
A youth.
A lowercase A.
Yes.
He was always carrying
a yo-yo.
A yo-yo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cute.
Like a nice little yo-yo. I used to love yo-yos for some reason. I couldn't do a lot of tricks with them.
So you weren't even that good at the yo-yo? Just kind of liked having it.
Yes. I definitely just enjoyed having it. I ended up learning how to do tricks, like how to walk the dog and how to make it hang down and all that. I just loved having like something I could fidget with.
Okay.
And so a yo-yo.
And kids, this was before the fidget spinner was invented.
Exactly. So, this was my fidget spinner.
Right. Yeah. The yo-yo is the OG fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Okay. It's you had to learn how to use it, but you could make it spin and spin and spin and spin and spin.
Yeah.
Man, I always wanted to be better at the yo-yo.
I loved it.
And boy, did I stink at the yo-yo.
Oh, no.
I could just never do it. It never seemed to work for me. Shoot, even when my kids now decided they wanted yo-yos. I tried to get all on YouTube to figure out how to make... Oh, look, Dad will show you how to do a trick. Dad can't figure it out. I don't know what
people
I'm doing.
People are good at it. It's like, they're really good.
So did people sort of know, oh, here comes Antoine, little yo-yo. Did they call you little yo?
No.
Did they call you yo-yo, any of those?
I was too popular as a kid. No, that wasn't that.
Oh, you got to be hurtful to the yo-yo people.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't need a nickname. They knew who I was. They're like, oh, here comes Twan. Like, well, I didn't need a nickname.
You knew who I was in the neighborhood, too.
Who were you?
A little audio clue. The rubber band man was coming down the street because that was me. I had my Huffy, my bike.
Uh-huh.
And I love me some rubber bands. I'd take the rubber bands and I'd put them on the handlebars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I would get them from Jack the Mailman. So Jack always knew. and I knew it was coming. I would sit there, me, little rubber band man, and I would look out the window and I knew it was about time for Jack to be coming down. And he would come and I'd run up to him and he'd have rubber bands on his pinky finger. Because he knew I was coming. So he'd always have the rubber bands for me. And that thing was loaded all the way across the handlebars.
All on your bike.
Rubber bands everywhere. Girlfriends nowhere. Just like to point that out.
So you never actually wore them on your wrist?
No.
There was a time I did. I wore rubber bands on my wrist because there's a basketball player, Kevin Garnett. He would wear them on his wrist.
Uh-huh.
And when he missed a free throw, he'd pop his own wrist.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because it would hurt.
Yeah, and so I would wear rubber bands on my wrist.
See, and you were a poser. Like, you're a copycat. You're copying somebody else. I was original.
That was, yeah.
Tony Hawk wasn't riding around on some bike with a bunch of rubber bands on him or whatever. It was me. And people, you probably had girlfriends.
Yes.
Man, girls always go for the fraud when you're younger. Just remember that, kids, when you grow up, it all changes. The rubber band man finally gets his. Finally, a solution for those of us that stink at golf and want to be better at golf, but don't want to put in any kind of effort or try or lessons or anything like that.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
The most viral clips of the day. Nissan, Antoine, they've invented the perfect way to play golf. Monica, you could even play golf this way.
What way is this? Amazing.
So this is their little, you can go, it's on our YouTube, actually it's on our Facebook, no, website. And I only play this because the music is goofy and fun. So go to the K92 Morning Thang website, K92MorningThang.com. You want to watch this video. Nissan's doing it to show off their autopilot features for their cars, because that's where cars are going. And so you can search for Pro Pilot Golf Ball. And what they've done is they've fixed the golf ball to have some sort of camera and a sensor to know where the hole is.
Ooh,
so you just putt, and that bad boy finds the hole. So in this video, there's an adorable, I don't know, he's probably like 3 years old, and he's just putting all over the place, and that thing goes in the hole every time.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yep.
Is that good?
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Let's practice.
Golf get it in a hole.
Is terrible without some sort of cheating involved. It's too many swings. It takes too long. It's too expensive. It's one where I wish I was better. Do you play golf at all?
No, I wish I did. And I always wanted to, but being left-handed, I never had somebody who I could just like practice with their clubs as opposed to purchasing some.
Well, Antoine, I have not great news, but it's something. My son is left-handed, so if you want to borrow his clubs, you can do that. But he's seven, so they're kind of short.
I can use Ava's.
Ava's also left-handed. I stink at golf, and I want to be better. But, man, it's just golf is too long. In today's day and age, look, I get it. Golf was invented during a time when I don't think any other sport had been invented yet. And we had not, lights hadn't been invented. So, yeah, 18 holes, that was fine. Today, 14. Plenty. 14 is plenty. Cut it down. And then because it's 4 hours out there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's too expensive. And people always say, why don't you play golf? I'm like, okay, wait. So pay $100 and spend my entire Saturday being mad at myself and being in a bad mood. Now I'm going to sit around and do nothing. So, yeah, you can check that out. It's on our website, K92MorningThang.com. This kid's Christmas present saved his life.
Whoa.
He wanted a smartwatch. For no other reason than that his friends were getting smartwatches and he thought it would be cool.
Yeah.
So his parents got him a smartwatch for Christmas. Little 13-year-old Austin Hardison was sitting and watching TV, and all of a sudden his heart rate is 219 beats per minute.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Which is way too high for a kid who's just sitting on the couch. Turns out he had some sort of heart condition they didn't know about.
I started feeling lightheaded, and I looked down at my heart rate, and it said 219.
He had a heart condition called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, and he was actually born with it. Just we were never aware of it.
Mm, scary. Saved his life.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You know what else is scary is when somebody just loses it in a McDonald's. So this is somebody else filming. Now you're hearing someone who has gone ballistic.
Okay.
There is a reason why they're angry. And this is a reason that I believe some people will at least be able to relate to. Okay, so here's this person. So why are they mad? Why are they attacking employees at McDonald's? Which again is wrong. What is the reason behind all of this? Do you have a guess?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Just two sauce packets.
Two sauce packets.
That's so funny. I was going to say barbecue sauce packets too.
Yeah, they got a limit.
Okay.
Sauce.
No.
That means you're wrong.
Not enough napkins.
Not enough napkins. No. The McFlurry machine was broken.
Oh, but I should know that by now. It happens. It happens.
The McFlurry machine is always broken.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.